Hello,
Hello.
Marshall. Hey,
Give me
Marshall.
a
I
second
am
here. Put you
sorry.
on speaker.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Are you
I'm all
there?
set from my end. I'm sorry I kept you waiting.
No problem. I'm glad we could text, so that way it's smoother. I just sent you a
Absolutely.
little poem in response. Did you read
Yep, I read it. I couldn't respond because I was on a call. I had a
No, I
small
know. I
laugh,
understand.
and my other client was asking if there's anything.
So tell me, do you remember the last one we did?
Yes, just give me a quick second. Let me pull up
I'm
the last
sort
one
of,
that we worked
it's
on.
around 120.
Okay, let me pull that off.
My guess is the last one was like 119, 120.
That's what I am checking, what the last one was.
Well, it's easy to check.
Okay, yep, I am pulling the last file that I worked on. Just need a quick minute. You just need a minute more, the file is loading.
Yeah, okay. I have a simple way of checking. When you get it up, go to 119, and I could check.
Yep, I remember that we were done till 119 or 120. I'm just pulling off my last
Yeah.
comments as well.
Right. But here's what we'll check. When you get to 119, the word is Dutch. Before we corrected it, the word Dutch in the limerick did not have a capital. And then we changed it to a capital, so that'll tell us if we got there or not.
I think we were done till 126 as well because in the last line we were on abyss and we changed the word need to urge.
Okay, that would be in 126, Abyss.
Yep.
And we changed. Which one do we change?
We changed the last line which read as by an overwhelming need to piss. We changed the word need to urge.
Right, let me see what I got. Okay, well, it doesn't show it's changed on my side, but I'm looking at it pre. So you have urge?
Yep, we changed the word
Okay.
need to urge.
Yeah, okay. And yours is reading urge, so we're good. Now we can continue from that point because that is the correct one.
Yep, that is
All
correct.
right. All right. So next one is 129.
Okay.
Dozen.
Just need a quick minute. I'm having the updated file and the previous file both together.
Okay.
I am on 129 now.
Okay. So the first thing is to delete in number one, the red line. I intend to use the word buzzin'. for buzzing because it has to rhyme with dozen.
Mm-hmm.
So you could delete the red line.
Sure, that's removed.
Okay. Number two, there's a comma somewhere. In line four, there's a comma after eggs. It shouldn't be there.
Okay, just give me a second. Okay, that's removed.
All right. Next, there's a blue line under ourselves. And not line five, number two. You have a blue line under ourselves.
Uh-huh.
I think I should keep it. The only other option I've got with only 10 digits is not applied to ourselves, but uh-huh. ourselves. So I either could keep the S or get rid of it. Let's read it, see what you think.
Sure.
A dozen is a group of 12. Where that started, perhaps we can delve. One of the earliest integer groupings applying to eggs, the moon, and other things, with only 10 digits, it's not applied to ourselves. I think ourselves. But
yep,
ourselves,
that sounds correct.
But the word literally should be ourself with an F. What
yep.
I'd like to do is get rid of the F and leave it incorrect as ourselves.
Perfect. And you read the first line as a dozen is a group of 12. So shall we move ahead with group or grouping?
Oh, I read it wrong. It's grouping.
Perfect.
So what we're going to do then on line five, we're going to erase the F and keep it ourselves misspelled intentionally and get rid of the blue line.
Got it.
It doesn't like it, but tough shit.
Yeah, gives a good look and a crisp look to the whole world, the poem.
Yeah, it's just... I'm going to put ignore all on my copy. Okay. So with only 10 digits, it's not applied to ourselves. I think that's fine. Intentional misspelling. I don't have to footnote it either, right? We have that liberty in limericks. All right. Next one is erode 131. All right. Line one. Change, sorry, let me put the right side. Get rid of dramatically in line one and change it to loudly. Dramatically has five syllables. It's just too big a word, syllabically speaking.
Yeah.
And it now reads, at its end, the universe may loudly explode.
Yep, that is corrected.
And that's the only one I have for there. Next, 133, gouge. We just need to add, you see where it says under gouge, the next line, and tab over to the right.
Uh-huh.
We need to add a reference, and that would be C, capital S, lowercase ee, 778, parenthesis 2, close parenthesis, polyp, P-O-L-Y-P.
Can you just repeat that once the system got slowed down? It's C?
Yeah. So we're going to add a reference on the line below gouge, number 133, tabbing over to the right. about four or five times. We're going to see C778, parenthesis 2, close parenthesis, all caps, polyp, P-O-L-Y-P.
I have added the reference.
All right. All right, this is about Hercules and the Cyclops.
Got it. And perfect. Changes made.
Next, 135, Raya. And 135, line. Oh, go back up to 134. You see the first line of the first limerick?
Mm-hmm.
Where it says Sieg, S-E-I-G?
Yep.
Get rid of the underlying, because that Sieg Heil is what the Nazis said. And could you add a 1? I somehow misnumbering that.
Mm-hmm.
The way you could do is go up to the line 134, click, put the cursor at the end, go down one space, tab over 5 times. No, sorry, 2 times, and just type in number 1, and then you can create another space above it. I didn't have a number there. On click, 134. Got that?
Yep, got it.
And you got rid of the red underlining under C.
Yep, that is correct as well.
All right, 134. 35, Briar. Let's see what I wanted here. Lime 1. Delete line after the star. Oh, there's a little line there. You see it after the star? That
mm-hmm.
star's Br'er Rabbit?
Yeah.
It needs to be deleted. And I don't know. Do you need a space there? Yeah, delete it at a space. Maybe not. I don't know if it needs a space, does it? No. Just delete the line.
Delete it.
All right. Something small. All right, next, 140. Coast. All right, line 2. No, I'm sorry, line 4. Delete and that at the beginning and make the he the beginning word with a capital H.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to start from the word he, right?
Right. Hernando loved to boast that he was known from coast to coast for seafood jambalaya and that he was the culinary messiah until his schizophrenia was diagnosed.
I like how it's rhyming with jambalaya with culinary messiah.
yeah. All right. Next, 141, Dutchie. This is the first limerick. No numbers here because they're connected.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess, yeah, we don't have to number it. On the first one, line 3, delete the opening word, but.
Got it. Done.
Okay. And then on the second one, line 5, it begins with the word will. But I'm not sure. We're going to change one of the wills. Um, Okay, yeah, it does. I don't know which one I want to change. I want to change will to does. So let's see. Does endure until the monarchy will fall, or will endure until the monarchy does fall? I think it's the latter. What do you think?
I think the same.
Okay. I didn't specify. So let's change the second will to does.
Until the monarchy does fall.
Right. All right. Next, 142. Yeah, that's right. We did it right. 142, groin. Groin only has line three, only one. Line three, change the word female to lady.
When examined by a lady doctor, correct?
Yeah, it just sounded better to me than female. All right. Say when you're ready.
Yep, ready.
144, group. Now, this is number one, all number one. Line three, we're going to change is to was.
Dated.
Is that wonderful British troop? Was.
Yep, I'm ready towards the next.
Oh, wait, wait. Is that right? Is it my favorite singing group? Is it? Yeah, my favorite singing group is, well, they don't exist anymore as a group, so we'll make it was. Line four, or maybe, okay, hold on a minute. Line four, change enjoyed to enjoyed. Am I in the right one?
Yep.
Group. Line four, change enjoyed to enjoyed, but, oh yeah. Enjoy, yeah, that's right. Line four, the second word is enjoy. Make it enjoyed, past tense.
Got it. Upon them enamored, young ladies did swoop. So
we're changing enamored because it's got too many syllables. Enamored.
Yep, that's what I was thinking.
Yep, we're going to change it to smitten. S-M-I-T-T-E-N. And I just made a mistake. Oh, okay, when you're done with that, I'm going to go back.
Yep.
To line three. That should be the Beatles was, not is.
Yep, that is corrected. The Beatles
was
their name.
Two. That's why I got confused. So it reads, my favorite singing group is that wonderful British troupe. The Beatles was their name. They enjoyed worldwide fame. Upon them smitten, young ladies did swoop. I think that sounds good.
Yep,
what do you
sounds
think?
Better to me.
It flows. All right.
Yep.
All right.
Now, sounds a lot better.
155. Radio. It's actually a true story. 55. Okay, now, number one, there are two. Line one, we're going to delete the word the.
Yep. Delete it.
Deleting the word D. Let me know when you're ready.
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, line two. We're going to delete what does it read? An Italian Marconi first name with a delete first name. And the word's first name.
Got
his first name.
Yep,
right.
I got it.
The line three, short wave should be one word. Or with a hyphen. I don't think it matters. I think both are right. So we can make it with, what do you think is better, with a hyphen or just short wave?
I think it's better with the hyphen.
Okay. Leave it with a hyphen. So short hyphen wave. Line four, delete, this was.
It's just going to start with an, right? An important.
Yes. Just capitalize the A.
Yep.
And line five, delete the word. Oh, that's the second one. Sorry. That's it. So let me read it to you, see if it flows. This is a tough one. Whom do you think invented radio? An Italian, Marconi, Guglielmo. His shortwave signals traverse the Atlantic. An important advance, not just pedantic. Tesla claimed the patent should be his. Maybe so. Turns out it should have been. And the footnotes are interesting. Do you think that works? Because I couldn't make the last line any different.
Yep, I'm just putting my brain into the last line as well. If there's anything that we can change.
Yeah. Tesla claimed the patent should be his. Maybe so. It's over by two, but...
I think that's fine.
I think it's good enough. I mean,
yep,
it's not perfect, but okay. Now on the second number two, the last sentence number five, delete the word completely.
Done.
All right, next. 158, wretch with an R. Is it? Yeah, now with a W. line three. The only thing here is that now that it's got the correct chemical formula with a small sub two, we just have to delete the yellow.
Yep, that's deleted on my end. I got that rectified.
Although yellow is a good color for H2S. Well, anyway. All right, next. 159, wrote. Line two, number two. Line one, change whoever to whomever. I think that's correct, whomever.
Yep. Who's the one author of any whomever wrote?
Not sure. What do you think? I looked that up. I think it is whomever. There's no reason to be incorrect there grammatically.
No, that seems fine. Just wondering on the syllables as well.
Yeah, I know. It's a tough one. Who's the one author of any who ever wrote, that most people love to quote. Oscar Wilde, the most quoted of the humorists. Jane Austen's quotes are the most numerous, although second Shakespeare's likely received your vote.
Your vote.
Yeah, that's a little clumsy.
Yeah, I think this suits well because it's a mixture of everything. So
wait,
I think that's fine.
Shakespeare likely received your vote. We could get rid of although and make it at second place. At second place, Shakespeare likely received your vote. Now it's the same. We could make it at second. I don't know. I don't think it's as good as although.
Hmm.
I think we just have to leave it. I couldn't improve on it.
I think that's fine.
All right. Next. 163. Prove. Yeah, this is one of my college ones. Line one. Bold, prove. Oh, you know, you can't see the bolding on yours. Yeah, you do. You know the word at the first line, improve? I need you to bold prove in that. Not the IM, but just
it's
bold, PROVE. Yeah, because it's in the limerick twice.
Got it.
So it reads, on Einstein, one never could improve. Abstract thinking really was his groove. Deducing E equals MC square was not just hot air and certainly quite difficult to prove. So that's for the physicist. Okay. We ready to move on? Let me know.
Yep, ready to move forward.
164, bring. Number two. The word myself is underlined with blue. You can get rid of the blue.
Yep, correct, Ted.
That's a funny one. You want to read that for laughs?
Yep. Just one
Go
quick
ahead.
Second.
You,
let me save the changes.
You read it because I'm training you to read these too. I mean, you might have to do it, go out and publicize it by reading them.
Absolutely. Just give me a minute. Let me save the changes so that by the time we are done with that, I don't want any of the changes to be lost. So I'm just having them saved just after you're making the changes.
Yeah, go ahead. Go.
Just one quick minute.
I'm going to grab myself a drink. Give me a minute.
Sure.
I got to respond to my wife. She just texted me. Yes. Okay. He's responded to. I'm going to get a drink. Give me a minute.
Sure.
Okay.
Yep, you got your drink.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Go ahead and read one.
Yep.
What the book? Yeah.
Sure. We're on 164. The word is brink.
Yeah.
Though it is an unusual thing, to Christmas Eve I continue to cling. Although an adult, I continue to exalt the wonder of what Santa will bring. One year he did bring a G-string. I didn't know what to do with that thing. so I decided to wear it, being careful not to tear it, and had myself one hell of a fling. I lost it on a G-string.
Yeah, you gotta get rid of the blue under myself. Funny, huh?
Yep, indeed it was. That's what I was saying, Marshall. See, every time I am reading something new, I keep on getting confused myself and trying to find out which one's the best or which one suits the best. I think it's an everyday thing that you can keep on reading. Just like you mentioned the last time, that there are three types of people. One who love it.
Yep.
They can never get bored of it. I think I am surely one of those. Because every time I try to read a new one, it's like I am mesmerized. Because right now, being very, very honest, what you have written over here right now and the whole book, that is something that takes a lot of time, effort, and critical thinking as well. So I get lost thinking that, hey, I can't afford. What's something new that Marshall can bring on the 165th one? And just thinking that you're done with just 800 so far and you many more to go. So that itself is a big answer.
Yeah, I'm just having a great time doing this. See, my head is absolutely loaded with trivia. I don't know why. I just like collecting it, and I don't make any effort, but it's there. And then once I get a word, I can just use the word in different ways and different meanings of the word to write these funny limericks. Or I just am having a ball. So for me, it's a labor of love. Bill.
Absolutely. After the book gets published and launched, I so am willing that you get something in any of the big top magazines as well, where you can post your work on weekly or such basis. I am sure that people who read magazines still these days, they're going to love it and adore it.
Well, we'll talk about it. The first thing is the book, volume
absolutely,
one.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay, so that one's good. You're going to get rid of the blue under myself, right?
Yep. I have gotten rid of that.
Okay, so now, next is 169, Usher. Although I see something on 166, I'm passing. We need to get rid of the red underlining on number two, Cheatin'.
Yep, that is corrected.
Because that actually is the name of the song. All right. Next, 169, Usher. Line one. We got to take the title, The Fall of the House. Just make the O in of a lowercase.
Correct.
And I didn't put any separation between one and two because both are references to Edgar Allan Poe's writings.
Got it. I have changed the word. Correct. Ready to move forward?
Okay. Yeah. 170, Epic. Number two, line two. Change and awfully, delete that and change it to such an. Such an important.
Done.
An epic in American history is an awfully important event, you see. Do we need is? Maybe not. By the end of the Civil War, things were not as before, after the Appomattox meeting of Grant and Lee. Maybe we don't need is. An epic in American history and awfully important. No, we need it. Okay, leave it as it is. So we're just changing such an now instead as awfully.
Corrected.
Okay. Next. What number was that? 170. 171. Triad. Number two, awfully, oh, that's, I'm reading the wrong one. Delete to your ear. Number two. What is she? Is it Triton? Oh, delete it's line five. I didn't write that. Line five, delete the first three words.
To your ear?
Yeah, delete that and make tonal the starting word. Yeah. Next, when you're ready, let me know.
Yep, I'm ready.
Number 172, break. Number two, add all after made. Oh, line two.
Mm-hmm.
After the word made, add the word all, A-L-L.
Updated.
Okay. 173, Rhino. Number two, where I use Rhino as a Republican, and that name only, R-I-N-O. Line four, delete the word single. So this limerick word is about the animal. But did you ever hear the term rhino, R-I-N-O?
I did not come across the second one. That's what I am researching on my end, though.
Yeah, it means Republican name only. Give me a second. My wife's calling me. Hang on. Josh?
Yes, there? I'm here.
Okay. So rhino is a common term used in politics for Republican in name only. It's people that run as Republicans, but then they don't vote too conservatively.
Got it.
So in politics, a rhino is not an ungulate, which is what a rhino is, animal. If they were, they couldn't legislate. To their elected office, they are sworn. They do not possess the horn. Do not trust them at any rate. Anyway, that's the political one.
Yep, that's what I was saying, how it got rhymed with rhino.
Yeah.
Yep, ready for the next.
Single. Yeah. Viral, 174. Number one, line two. It's, the first word should be without the apostrophe. And then on line five, that's correct. You can get rid of the blue line underneath.
Done.
All right. Next is one. Oh, I got to go to the next page. Bear with me. 174, viral number two, line five, where it says, now this dog, change it to this, the dog.
So we're going to remove the word now this and only going to add the dog, right?
No, yeah, you're going to get rid of now this and start the sentence with the.
Got it. Updated.
The video went viral on Twitter when a dog jumped up and bit her. When she proceeded to beat the mutt, he bit her again in the butt. Now this dog is Twitter's most popular critter. Anyway, oh, I read it wrong. The dog, where am I? Let me see how it reads. 174. Oh, something's wrong. Oh, viral. Yeah, here it is. The dog is now Twitter's most popular critter. Anyway, next. 177, Sonic. Oh, 176, you see the word Marseille?
Mm-hmm.
That's correct. You want to just get rid of the red.
Yep, ignore all.
Yep.
Done.
177, Sonic. Doesn't say which one it is. Line 2. Oh, no, that's... I got that. Okay, I got it in the wrong line. Okay, I wrote the wrong thing. That was not Sonic. That was Marseille. Okay, we did that already. 177. Had the wrong number. What was Marseille? 176. Okay, there's nothing on Sonic. 181.
Mm-hmm.
Peach, line 1. Delete vagina.
Just give me a second. It's auto saving. I wish I could read this out aloud, but.
Well, we're going to change it.
Sure.
So the first line you can delete and you can change it to a peach. So you can get rid of the, put an A in front of peach, make the P lowercase, keep it bolded, get rid of the S at the end of it.
Okay.
A peach symbolizes, and an S at the end of symbolize.
Mm-hmm.
Delete vagina and the word and add a rotund. So it reads, should read, a peach symbolizes a rotund ass.
Updated.
Okay, so you got that? A peach symbolizes a rotund ass. Line 3. They are becomes it is.
It is used, updated.
Okay, so you want to read that one since you seem to like it?
Yep, let's proceed forward. Peach symbolizes a rotten ass. The comparison is a bit low class. It is used as a sexual metaphor today and long before. The analogy is sexy but crass.
Okay, there you are. And it's true. It does. It is used to symbolize it.
Yep.
182, champ. Number 2. Line 6. Delete with.
Okay, it's going to be the line 6, right?
Yeah, let me see if that makes sense. Let me just... 182.2 with, yeah. Oh, no, wait a minute. With Eve and Mary St. Plantu. Delete then. TH. Delete the word in parenthesis then. Delete that and make with the capital.
Got it.
Line 5, change proceed to needed. So instead of proceeded, needed.
So that's going to be needed?
Yeah. The corrupt union, he needed to revamp.
Got it. Updated.
All right. This is all about a movie called On the Waterfront, famous one with Brando.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, next, 184, break. Number 2. On line 1, we're going to change to a Turk. The whole sentence, the once, okay. To a Turk, then he changed. Hold on a minute, I got to figure out what the hell I wrote here. There once was a Turk named Blake. Oh, it changes now to a Turk by the name of Blake.
Turk by the name of Blake, correct?
Yeah, a Turk by the name of Blake, yeah.
And what about the second line? Shall we stick with who was, or shall
no,
we start it with caught?
Yeah, you have to delete who. But leave was.
Okay, so we'll leave was caught, okay.
Yeah, go ahead, read that one.
Sure, a Turk by the name of Blake was caught in a magnitude 9 earthquake. Lucky to have survived unscathed with all he owned saved. Yet he cried as his fingernail did break.
Anyway, all right, and line 5. Delete yet, I said. I missed that.
Okay, so it's just going to start with he, right?
We're going to have you read it again. We have to change it. There's more changes. So line 5, we're going to get rid of yet.
Okay.
And then on line 4, we need to add that after all. Let me see. Give me a second. No, I don't know. At line 4, add that after all. Line 4, add. I don't know what I was thinking there. Add that after all. I just forget that. So we should read it. I'll read it, see if it's written that way. A Turk by the name of Blake was caught in a magnitude 9 earthquake. Lucky to have survived unscathed with all that he owned. Maybe that's what it is. Lucky to be unscathed, and all that he owned, with all that he owned, all that he owned was saved?
Not quite.
It's close. After all that he owned was saved. Okay. Unscathed, and with all that he owned. Okay, make it end with. That's what I want.
Okay. And with all he owned saved, right?
Yeah, so you're just adding end in front of the with.
Got it.
I think that sounds better. Let me read it. A Turk by the name of Blake was caught in a magnitude 9 earthquake. Lucky to have survived unscathed. And with all that he owned saved, he cried as his fingernail did break. I think that's close.
That's
pretty close. Well.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, so we got it. Next, 188. Weary. Number one, line five. I'm going to want to add it said after now. It's said. She's feeling much more cheery. And
okay,
then,
so can you just come again on this one? It's said?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to take and it's said after now.
Now
it's
said. She's feeling much more cheery, right?
And we're going to delete more. So now it reads, now it said she is feeling more cheery.
Now it said she's feeling much more cheery, right?
No, get rid of much.
Okay. Now it said she's feeling more cheery.
Yeah, now is it she's or she is?
We're going with she is, right?
Yeah, I think so. We can do it. All right, so that one's done. 188, 189, picky. All right. Number one, line four.
Mm-hmm.
Erase the blue line.
That's removed.
All right. 192. We didn't do 190. Well, that's 189. Sorry. Okay. 190. Acute. Number one, line five. And well. Okay, so add the word well for beyond.
Okay, his pronouncement is well beyond dispute, right?
Right.
Got it.
This is geometric about Pythagoras.
Yep.
All right. Then on 190, number two, line three. Change in into one word.
As he gazed into the mirror?
Yeah. All right. 191, ferry. We have one, so it's line two, add the word Z after bring. Wait a minute. Alex said, add Z after brings. Oh, Bria after brings.
Yep.
Encountering him brings the utmost dread. Yeah, this room. And then on line four, delete if you're, the starting word is on with a capital.
So we're going to get rid of the word if you are, right?
Yes. On his ferry, crossing the Styx. Let me know when you're ready.
Yep, just need a minute.
Yep.
I'm done and ready.
Okay, 192 aside, number one, line three, add the word really after he.
Yep, it's done on my end. We're ready to move.
Okay, give me a second here.
Sure.
This last line in number two, I spent the most trouble with. Who murders victims after pulling them aside? Okay, so it reads, who murdered his victims after pulling them aside. And I changed that, who murdered victims by pulling them aside.
So it's going to be who murdered victims by pulling them aside, right?
Yeah, but I wondered if by is correct or after, because but I think I'll leave them by. It gets me down to the close to the right number of words. Who murders victims by pulling them aside. 11. That's close I can get. You think it sounds much different using by versus after?
Yep, that's what I'm reading. Who murdered victims by pulling them aside, or who murdered victims after pulling them aside?
I think maybe after is better because by implies that's how he killed him.
Yep.
Well, let's go back to by after. So who murders victims after pulling them aside?
Okay.
That'll have to do. Am I right?
Yep. That is correct. So I've just updated that to after. Just need a minute more. I'm just auto-saving this.
Okay.
Okay, yep, ready to move forward.
193, taper, animal, taper. Line 4, change the starting word it's to that's what is.
That's what is a mammal?
No, that's what is called the taper. Five, four.
Okay. Okay, can you just come again on this one?
Yeah, I'm going to read you line four. And now it's called the taper. But we're going to change that to that's what is called the taper.
That's what is called a taper. Got it.
So it reads, it's a mammal that's lacking whiskers. It's unable to throw a discus. It lacks the smooth hair of a hare. That's what is called a taper. And it proudly sports a proboscis. You know, the long nose.
Got it. This is correct then?
All right. 194, troll. Number one, line five, where it says, are feasting. Change that to feast upon.
Now they feast upon, correct?
Yep. So you're getting rid of our feasting and substituting feast.
Done.
Yeah, now they feast upon. Okay. 195, unify. Line five. Delete the word truly.
Done.
96, rebus. Line one, change an interesting to a quirky. Need to cut syllables down.
And we're going to replace an interesting with?
An interesting is now a quirky, Q-U-I-R-K-Y.
Perfect.
All right. I came across a quirky cryptogram. All right. 199. Siege. Four. The word invented is now invent.
Dot.
Number 200, Tiger. Number two, do you know that poem by Blake, Tiger, Tiger, Burning Bright, Tiger, Tiger,
yep,
in the Night? He spells tiger with a Y. So it is correct, and you need to get rid of the underlining of red on two of the tigers.
Yep, it is updated on my end on the updated version.
Okay, I'd like you to read that one because I think it's so good.
The second one, right?
Yeah.
Tiger, tiger, burning bright. Tiger, tiger, in the night. Written by the poet William Blake when he could not sleep and lay awake. It's weird. He could not spell tiger right.
That's really funny. I think people who know that poem is going to tickle them.
Yep, indeed. The others might keep wondering what this is about.
All right. Number 201, banal. La, I didn't say which one now. I screwed that up. Oh, darn, I just enlarged it too much. Okay. All right. 201. Oh, there's only one. Okay. Now, line three. What do I want to do there? Delete the word V.
On the first line?
Twice. So there's two V's in that third line. You see it?
Yep.
Delete both V's. And it reads, Helios, sun god of Peloponnesus. All right, I need to turn the page. All right, 202. Lump. Oh, I don't know if you have it, but when you look at the cross references, there's a blue line under one of them. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Just put a space between three in parentheses and the word coco. Cacao, and that'll get rid of that blue line.
Yep.
All right. Next is 202 slump. Let's see. Number one, line five. I don't know. I think quote can be correct. It's not used as much as quote. But I want your opinion of whether you like quote or quote there. So I'll read it. But it's either quote or quote. The body was much too plump. Like Quasimodo, he had a hump. You know who that is?
Yep.
Quasimodo, Hunchback of Notre Dame. She had a thick beard that needed to be shared. Quote, she, I'm not ugly, just in a slump. So it's quote or quote? Maybe
I
quote
think this one sounds better. Yep.
Quote with TH?
Yep, with TH. This sounds better.
Okay, so we're going to get rid of the red line then.
Yep.
Quote,
that's done.
She, I'm not ugly. I'm just in a slump. I quote, she, I'm not ugly. I'm just in a. I'm not, okay, so. Quote, she, I'm not ugly, just in a slump. Does that make sense?
Yep, that should make sense.
Okay. All right. 203, rank. Line 5, delete the word D. All right. Next, 204, gorge.
I think I'll have to add a space as well before the reference where it says C697 plank. Below that,
your people are doing the arrangements of all that, right? I did try to put it in the place.
That is something that we will take care of, but since I just found it out of the blue, I thought correcting it right away as well.
Okay. I'm not mentioning those.
Yep, that's fine. I'm going to have that catered.
Yeah, so all those red lines take care of that, right?
Yep.
Okay. Frank is done. 204, gorge, line 3. Delete. Drink and. Get rid of drink and then so if I gorge on my food.
Done.
All right, 205.
Yep.
line one, I have gets changed to I've. I've always had a desire to query. Yeah, I've trying to reduce the vowels, the syllables. I instead of I have.
That.
Line five, get rid of the word then. So we'll start with the nature.
Gonna start with the nature, right?
Yeah.
Done.
206, drink. Number three. Line two. Delete such.
Done.
Line five. Delete must.
Just need a couple of seconds. It's saving.
Yep. Right.
Done.
207. Number one. Line one. By the name is changed to named. So you can delete by the name of. It's now a tennis pro named Rod Laver.
And the second line with his fans was always in favor.
Yeah, that stays the same. A tennis pro by the name of Rod Laver. Oh, sorry. A tennis pro named Rod Laver. With you can get with his fans. You can get rid of the word his. With fans was always in favor. It was at Wimbledon, four times that he won. That this is true, I'm able to aver or aver. But
and what I think was the second line, which fans were always in favor. Shouldn't that be how
he was? Yeah, it's in the past.
Got it.
With fan, oh, I see. With fans, he was always in favor. He were no. I think it's okay. With fans was always in favor. He was always in favor. They weren't
got
in
it.
Favor. He was.
Got it. Got it. Got it. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
With his fans, he was in favor.
Yep, we're ready to move forward.
208, Abby. Line three. have taken Two oh eight. Abby, line three. Have taken gets changed to take.
Or they take a vow of silence, right?
Correct.
On.
Ready?
Yep.
Next. 209, Tangy. Line one. Change deliciously to delicious. Okay.
Done.
I make a delicious tangy lemon tar. Line six. Change you will to it will make you.
Just give me a quick second. It's auto saving. Yep, good to move forward.
Line six, Tangy. Change you will to it will make you.
So we're going to have the word yes removed as well?
Yep, no. Leave yes.
Yes, it will make you.
As tangy. Farts.
Farts. Correct.
Now you see the word farts has the dotted blue line under it?
Yep, that is removed.
But whenever you have the dotted blue line, it means the word is dirty or filthy. I haven't paid any attention to that.
I'll take care of that.
All right. Next, 211, solar. Number one, line five. We're going to add the word while after when. When while kissing.
We're good to move forward.
All right. And number two under Tola 211, line two, the word advantages changed to benefits.
Okay. Just one more thing. I've updated the word advantages to benefits. And this has... just 1 second. And I see that the number one is mentioned above, and we're missing out the number two above this hole.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Let me see. Yeah, let's add the number two. They're not related. So that's just an oversight. I actually have it on mine, but not here. So you do need to add a two.
Yep, add it.
And you changed the benefits?
Yep, that has changed.
So it reads on the benefits of solar energy. Okay. Remember, you guys need to decide whether we can move the numbers right down on the line above the beginning of the limerick and save space. I think it'd be a perfectly reasonable thing to do.
Yep. Once we're done with the content part, then we're going to cater this towards the formatting phase.
Okay. All right. So next is 212, Shire. Line five. Change E to this.
And it's on line five, right?
Yeah. What an adventure. This did inspire.
This did inspire. Updated.
Okay. 13 to 13. Proxy. Line 4. Directors should have an apostrophe, shouldn't it? Of my director's application.
Yep. Of my director's application. That's added.
Okay. 14 to 14. Number is point number one. Line three. Wait. 214. Number one. A point is. I don't know. Number one. A point. Delete a point is. Delete that. How can I do that?
So it's just going to start with a geometric element, right?
Yes. I'm deleting the main word, but you'll see why in a minute. This one was too long. So, a geometric element without dimension. Line two. That is the, is now, that's a point.
So we're not going to replace anything in the second line, right?
Yeah. That is going.
Definition.
And it now reads that, V-A-T-H, apostrophe S, a point, P-O-I-N-T-S.
I'm sorry I'm lost you at this one. So can you just let me know the changes on the second line that we're doing right now?
Right. Now the first line reads a geometric element without dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second line reads that's a point definition by convention. So that apostrophe S, a point, P-I-N-T apostrophe S, That's a points definition.
Got it.
Now, this word point, you need a bold point without bolding the apostrophe or the S.
Yep, we're only going to bold the word point.
Right. So that's changing two lines. Now, line five reads, and you'll be haunted by deep incomprehension. That this is now changed to, will haunt you with deep. You're going to get rid of all the words except for deep incomprehension. And you're going to place instead, this will haunt you with.
This will haunt you with
deep
incomprehension.
So I'm going to read it back to you so you got it.
Sure.
A geometric element without dimension. That's a points definition by convention. If you fail to understand, your store of knowledge will not expand. This will haunt you with deep incomprehension.
Yep, it's the same. It's all updated.
Good. Maybe it sounds better. This should haunt you with deep incomprehension. What do you think?
This will haunt you. I think this will haunt you sounds better.
Okay. All right. Next. 215, robot. Number one. Oh, wait. Sorry. Number one, line three. Change desire to wish.
If a robot you wish to own.
Right.
Okay, just give me a minute more. I'm just saving the file.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, can I hold you for a couple minutes?
Sure.
Hello? I got to take this call. Hold on.
Sure.
Hold it. All right. You back to me?
Yep, I'm here.
Hello? Yeah, good, good, good. I expect another call in a few minutes, but we'll see. All right, so where are we now? We're on 215.
Yep.
And you see this number 2. We should add a number 2 there. I think there's a missing number there, too.
Just give me 1 second.
We passed the halfway point, but we
yep.
got a lot more to go.
Yep.
All right. Number 2, you add that before the next
yep.
one. And then you got to get rid of the red line because Morbius is correct.
Yep, that is correct.
All right. 17, 217, wins. Number 2. Add much before rather. Oh, and line 5. I would much rather have a blitz.
Much rather. Done.
All right. You know what a blitz is?
Yep. So I've added the word. I've added the word much.
Okay. And now we're on to 18, crimp. Number 2, line 3, add should after you. Or if you should interfere.
For if you should interfere, right?
Right. Let me know when you're ready for the next.
Yep, I'm ready.
And then line 4, in the same one, where it says she'll, change that to she will.
Done.
And that is on 18. Yeah, okay. She will. All right, next. 19, Noel. There's a blue line under the cross references because of the space there.
Yep, that is done.
That is space, okay. And then line 1, oh, for number 1, line 6, add all after with. I meant it with all my heart and soul. Let me know when you're ready.
Yep, I'm ready.
Oh, yeah, I'm waiting for you. Give me the clue. Okay. So
sure.
the last line, get rid of everything up till unable to count.
Okay.
Oh, no. No, get rid of everything in that sentence. I'm going to read you a new sentence on number five.
Sure. It's 219, right? You want me to get rid of the one on...
No. 22. Sorry.
22. Okay.
The last thing you did was 19.
Yep.
And that was line six. You just added all.
With all my heart. Yep.
Yeah. Now we're on 222. And number three. Delete the entire last sentence, number five, and I'm going to give you a new one.
Done.
You ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
So we screwed too many times to count.
So we screwed too many times to count.
Right. All right.
Yep, ready to move forward.
Okay, yeah, good. Yeah, if you just let me know when you say ready or something.
Yep, ready.
226. Light. Let me move it up on both sides. Okay, light. Number one, line one. Oh, you just got to get rid of, change its apostrophe without the apostrophe.
Dot.
228. Moist. Line three, just delete the blue line.
Dot.
Graduates, right? Our son graduates college, isn't that right?
Yep.
Okay. Next. 230, fleet, line one. You see the word pleated is bold?
Yep, we're going to only bold the word pleat.
Right, get rid of the ED bold.
Got it.
All right. 231, aloft. Line three. Delete failed to, and put in did.
But when his mouth, he did cover.
Right.
Done.
Yeah, okay,
ready?
Read that one. Yeah, read that. I think you'll like that one. I want to hear it.
Whenever Uncle Joe coughed, the sound seemed fairly soft. But when his mouth, he did cover, his bald spot, we would discover, for his hairpiece would fly aloft.
All right, that's better, huh?
Yep.
All right, 235. Humor. Number two. Line two. Upon learning this, I lost my sense of humor, is what it reads now.
Mm-hmm.
Change that to, this caused me to lose my sense of humor.
This caused me to lose my sense of humor.
Right.
Done.
Yeah, that's better. And then on line five, also number two, delete the word very.
So we're just going to start with thankful?
Yeah.
Done.
All right. 237, ulcer. Number one, line two, delete, because it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll start the sentence with a capital C in cause.
Done.
Line four. Delete have.
Done.
And change picked to pick. Get rid of the ED.
Done.
So one, now one might pick up in the cafeteria.
Yep, that is correct.
All right, 238 ultra. Line five. Delete the word actually. Got it?
Yep.
Okay. 240 Senek. Line three, delete. What? Oh, it's actually line four.
Mm-hmm.
Delete his life.
Done.
And then 242, talk. Line four, delete often.
Mm-hmm. Done.
Also in 242, there's a blue underlining there under snafu. You see, you need to separate that.
Yep, that's corrected.
All right. 243 shape. Number one. Line three, delete because.
Done.
Line four, delete musical.
Done.
Line five, change especially to notably.
Okay.
Especially, five versus, yeah, I dropped from five to three syllables there. Notably.
Done.
All right, now. 244, dodge. Number one, line five, delete entirely.
Okay, just one quick second. Done.
Line six, change four to it.
If your head?
Yeah, it is, or it's.
Done.
I need to take this call. Can you hang a minute?
Sure.
Thanks. Hold on. Hello? Hello?
Yep, I'm here.
I'm back. Okay, that's taken care of. Where were we? 244. I'm not sure we finished it. 244, line 6. We changed 4 for it. But we also want to change will want to once.
Your head she want to dislodge, right?
Yeah. I'm going to read it back to you because of these changes. So you ready? I'm going to read it back.
Yep, I'm ready.
So this is from a famous Dickens novel, A Tale of Two Cities.
Yep.
You ever read it?
Yep, I've read it. It's been quite time.
Okay.
That just ticked my mind.
Yep. Madame Teresa Lafarge is a woman you'd want to dodge, for she is quite philistine, sitting near the guillotine, knitting you a sweater that's too large. It's your head she wants to dislodge. Got it?
Done.
You got it the way I said it. Everything changed. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, 245. Will. Boy, my legs are getting crampy. Oh, shoot. Ah, hang on. I've got to walk around and do this. I've been sitting in my chair.
You can take your time.
Yeah. I tend to get leg cramps easily, so I've got one now. All right. I can work standing and walking, though. All right. So next we're on 245, number 1, a swill. Line 1, we want to debold the ED at the end of swilled.
Yep. That is done.
All right. 248, thorn. Ouch. I really cramp. All right, 248, thorn.
You can take your time. You can just take a couple of minutes and stretch out. That's completely fine.
I'm trying to stretch while I'm talking. Number 1, line 4. It reads, of blasphemy he was accused. We're going to change that to who of a blasphemy was accused.
Okay, I missed you over here. Can you just come again over here?
Yeah, line 4 mm-hmm. is now changing to who of blasphemy was accused.
Who of a blasphemy was accused, right?
Who of blasphemy.
Who of blasphemy was accused.
Yeah, that's how the new line 4 is going to read. All right. So, that's Thorn. Got that?
Yep, ready to move.
49, Trove, line 4. So the authorities, they could deceive, is now... They could becomes two. So instead of get rid of they could and use two.
So the authorities to deceive?
Yeah.
Done.
252, spill. I think we passed the word for cramp, didn't we? Oh, man, I'm getting one right now.
If you need a short break, that's completely fine. I can give you a call in like next 10 minutes if you need a small break.
Well, let me get to that point on Mike, but let's just keep going.
Sure.
If I can. 252, spill. Number 1. Line 1. Oh, you just have to debold the ED on spilled.
Done.
Number 1, line 5, change soon to be to now.
Done.
Democracy in Cuba now obsolete. Okay. All right, next. Chant, 253, we're going to add some numbers because we don't have any cross references, but I have a few I need you to add on a line, you know,
sure.
A line one below and over, tie up over to the right. So here's, I'm going to read you what you have to type. You ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
T, with a capital S, lowercase e. Space, 384, parenthesis, 2, close parenthesis, space, voice, capitals, V-O-I-C-E. Double space, 597, parenthesis, 1, close parenthesis, ninth, space, after close parenthesis, ninth, N-I-N-T-H, caps, double space, 798, space, choir, C-H-O-I-R, caps, that's it.
798, and what was the word?
Choir, C-H-O-I-R.
Choir, okay. So that,
okay, read that back.
Is going to have three references, 384, 2, voice, 597, 1, 9th, and the 798 choir, correct?
Perfect, correct.
Done.
All right, and that was 252,
yep.
Chant. 254, choke.
Yep.
Number one, line one, change the word I to it. Oh, no, wait. At first I thought there's after thought, there's an I there. It should be it.
At first I thought
it.
It's, at first I thought it was a joke. That.
Yeah, the word it. I only have a I. I don't have a T there.
Done. Corrected.
Okay. And then number two, line three.
Mm-hmm.
The word fiancé is underlined because you need a slash over the E, the French word fiancé.
Yep. I've corrected that.
Okay. All right. Next. 255, rupee, line 2, delete the comma after Indian, delete Nepali, much too long, and so it should read, used by Indians and Pakistani.
Done.
You've read this before, I think, haven't you?
Yep, we went through that in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. I had to shorten that. There were just too many syllables
yep.
there.
We're ready to move forward.
All right, 250. Wait a minute. I got to change my page now, new page. All right, next. Nasty, 256. Give me a sec. Number one, line five. Delete the word A after A rhinoplasty. Get rid of the A.
Done.
258. Ahead. Number two, line five.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have, so all your inhibitions you must shred. But I have two other options, so I have three choices. I couldn't decide which one was best.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to let you decide. So I'm going to read you the whole limerick, the way it is now. And then I'm going to give you alternatives, okay?
Sure.
One never knows what lies ahead, whether you will be alive or dead. Live each day as your last, they say. This is not just a cliche. So all your inhibitions you must shed. That's how it stands, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ready for the first alternative last line?
Yep.
Live each day as your last, they say. This is not just a cliche. To do so, all inhibitions shed. It doesn't sound as good. And then the last choice.
Uh-huh.
This is not just a cliche. Your inhibitions, it is time to shed.
I think the last one and the original one both sound better.
Right, so we're going to get rid of, to do so, all your inhibitions shed. I'm not going to use that. Let me delete that. So now we have to choose between, so all your inhibitions you must shed, or your
okay,
inhibitions.
Just one more thing.
Yeah.
Sorry to cut you off, Marshall.
Yeah,
so the word that I have over here, the last word, it's shred with the R.
Correct.
So you were reading out shed. So would that be shred or shed?
No, it's both. So the first one is shred. And the second one is shed. Okay, to shred is to tear up, and to shed is
yep.
to get rid of. Okay,
yep.
So
all your inhibitions you must shred.
Yeah. So, yep, so live each day, as your last they say, this is not just a cliche. Your inhibitions, it is time to shed. Or, so all your inhibitions you must shred. Maybe your inhibitions, it is time to shed, huh?
Uh-huh.
Write it down.
Yep, I'm just writing it down. So, okay, I'm just reading it out so that I know that what changes we need to make. One never knows what lies ahead, whether you will be alive or dead. Live each day as your last, they say. This is not just a cliche. So all your inhibitions you must shred.
Or shed. Could be either.
Done. So which one suits the best? You can let me know. Whatever we...
Yeah. Now the other alternative I have is this is not just a cliche. Your inhibitions, it is time to shed.
So, inhibitions, it's time to shed. I think the one that we have right now, it still is good as well because it does not have much of the syllables and it's not prolonging either. So, all your inhibitions,
okay.
You must shred.
So, all your inhibitions, you must shed or shred. Why don't we just keep that and change the word shred to shed?
Yep, that just sounds good to me as well. So, that is done.
Yeah. Let's do that. Let's just... keep the line, but change shred to shed.
Yep, that is done.
All right. Thank you. I had trouble deciding that yesterday. All right. 261, hoard.
Yep.
Okay. Line one. Delete. It is.
Done.
Line three. Delete. Perhaps. When this first word gets capitalized.
Done.
Line five. Delete. So. S-O.
Line 5 is going to get rid of the word so, correct?
Yeah. D- So you deleted three words on three different lines, 1, 3, and 5. Got it?
Yep, done.
262, sweet. Number 2, line 1, delete the, by the, delete by the, and change name to named with a D at the end of it. Got it?
Yep, that's done.
Okay, can you get a second? Line 3, delete A, first letter, word A.
That's just going to start with victory, correct?
Yeah.
Done.
Line 5, delete and put it back. Line 5, delete and add it after diamond. I think it's there already. Okay, so let me read it to you, see if you have that. You ready?
Sure. Yep, I'm ready.
A song named Sweet Caroline was released in 1969. Victory anthem of the Boston Red Sox. It is a song that really rocks. For Neil Diamond, it was a gold mine. And one of his best-selling songs of all time. Now, what you got?
Yep. That
perfect.
Is the same
okay.
On my end. Perfect.
All right. Next. 62, 63 months. Number 2, line 1. You see where it says A? It should be at.
My rent is due at the end of each month. That is updated.
Yeah. Okay. And line 3. Five. We're going to get rid of rotates around and
for
change
it,
that to
it
orbit. Yeah. Rotates around goes. Orbit stay comes in.
For it orbits the earth once, right?
Yeah. You got that right. Where is that? Three. Oh, four. It orbits the Earth once a month.
Done.
Okay. 265 watts.
Yep.
My cramp went away, see, by standing. All right. 265 watch. Number 1, line 5. Delete against them. So it now reads, for the Continental Army to march.
Done.
266. Today. Number 1, line 5. Delete the word now.
The fifth line, correct?
Yeah, number 1, fifth line, we are now right, get rid of now.
Done.
267 Focus. Line two.
Uh-huh.
Change due to from.
Done.
That atherosclerosis has six syllables.
Yeah.
67, we did that? Yeah. 68, smelt.
Mm-hmm.
Two meanings to smelt, what you do with iron to make steel and a fish.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, line two, change due to, no, that's not right. I got something wrong here. No. Number one, line two. No, wait. Yeah. 68. I'm in the wrong one. Sorry.
Yep.
Number one, line two. Change the word to, T-O. Oh, yeah. Two becomes you. Y-O-U. Yeah, it just didn't make any sense with two.
So are we removing the word two?
Yeah, and you're changing it for you, Y-O-U.
So you remove oxygen in a fire that does not roar, correct?
Yeah, that's what it reads now. You remove oxygen in a fire that does roar. Ready for number two? Next one?
Yep, I'm ready.
Melt number two. Line two.
Uh-huh.
Delete always.
Done.
Let me just see how that reads on my side. In San Francisco estuary, has dwelt. Okay, so that's fine. Delete always plus V, but I don't see a V. No. Okay, that's fine. Just remove always. Ready for number 269. Number one, the first Tweety word is correct. Get rid of the red line.
Yep, that is corrected.
271, movie.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Number two, oh, you just debold the S in movies. And that's both on line one and line five.
Done.
Okay, so just the movie is the bold, is bolded. 273, allow. Line number one, line four,
uh-huh.
Remove the blue line. That is correct. He reigned.
Yep, that is done.
Number two, line four, change until to just till, T-I-L-L, not available till I was a teen, not available till I was 18, yeah, because I go over. So until is now till.
Yep, corrected.
274, renew. Line three. You see non-rem in blue?
Yep, that is updated as well.
It needs a hyphen between the non and rem.
Ah.
That was an error. Okay?
Yep, corrected. We're ready to move.
275, line 4. Add always after is versus always to bear.
Hers is always much to bear, correct?
Yes.
Done.
Let me just see. One sec, I got to double check. Hers is always much to bear, yeah. Okay. 276, Losh. We're missing a cross-reference because it came later. So
okay.
You need to add on the line below B, S, capital, lowercase e.
And that's going to be below 276, right?
Yeah. Cross-reference C, 797, parenthesis 1, close parenthesis, space, ocean, O-C-E-A-N.
Done.
276. I'm sorry, 278.
Mm-hmm.
Chest. Okay. Number 1. Line 2. By a pain within my chest, add sharp pain. So add sharp by a sharp pain. Got it?
Yep, done. By a sharp
and
pain
change,
within my
yep.
chest.
Yeah, but get rid of within and make it in.
Done.
All right. Number 2, which isn't labeled 2 because they're connected.
Mm-hmm.
Line 6. Delete entire. Oh, I don't see entire. What? Line. You see the word entire there?
Nope.
Number 2. Delete the entire thing. I'm looking for the word entire. Just get rid of line 6.
Sure.
Get rid of line 6. Okay.
Okay.
279.
Yeah. Okay.
Ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
279. Number 2, line 2, change military, that's 4 syllables, to army. That's only 2. And then change before the word military was a military.
That's going to be an army.
Well, you're going to have to change to an army.
Yep, done.
Visited an army depot. Line 3. I decided to add a footnote about dengue fever. So could you star the word upper star after fever? No space.
Yep, done.
Now, I guess we should do. I made a few extra footnotes, so we can do that when we finish the limericks. I'll just yellow it out here so I don't forget.
Sure. Shall I highlight this on my end as well? So that we know when we're moving next time?
You don't want to have to go to the footnote right now. So just
let me just add a comment.
At the star there now, we have to do the footnotes. All right?
Okay, just let me add the comment one second.
Yep. And then after you add the footnote, you can take it out.
Yep, we're ready to move forward.
280 epoxy. Now that's got to be one of the worst words to write a limerick about. Line 5, it needs to be without the apostrophe. But I wrote this because it can be slightly interesting, and I didn't have to footnote it because it's self-explanatory. So go ahead and read that one. So as an example of a not so a hot one, because the word doesn't lend itself to anything better.
So you want me to read that?
Yeah.
Epoxy resin use is extensive. These materials are not expensive. Used in fiberglass and polyester, invented by a college professor. Its applications are comprehensive. I think it doesn't need a footnote. I don't think it needs a footnote.
No, but it tells you what you need to know, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, yep. You did the best I could. All right, next, 281, nymphs. We need to add some cross-references. You see there already is one there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, delete the number sign after C.
Done.
Put a space after the second E and put in 210, parenthesis, 2, close parenthesis, space, panic, P-A-N-I-C, double space, then comes 616-50. Go to the end of the Y in 50, double space, 753, world, W-H-I-R-L. All right, you want to read it back?
Yep, so the references that we have added, it's 2102.
Well,
panic.
Let's wait. Start, read the whole line. You got to say
sure.
C.
C, 210, parenthesis, 2, close, the word is panic. Then we have double space, 616, a single space, the word is 50. Then we have double space, 753, and the word is world.
Got it. All right.
Perfect.
Now, back to the limericks. Nymph, number 1, line 5. Delete and had. And add, change it to with.
With a tail. Done.
Right. All right. Next. 283, shall. You want to add, under shall, we want to add a cross-reference.
Sure.
Let me know when you're ready.
Yep, I'm ready.
T, capital S, E, lowercase. Space 734, close parenthesis 3, close parenthesis, covet, C-O-V-E-T. All right. I'll give you a little reward for being so persnicketingly attached to finishing this. I'd like you to read number 283.
Sure. Let's move forward. Let me add the spaces. Before we move forward, let me just auto-save it before we lose all our hard work.
Yeah, auto-save, then read, and then we'll move on. We're doing great. Oh, I got to go to 283. Yeah. There's another change, too, in 83. It's on the next page.
So let's move forward. The Ten Commandments rarely uses shall. It's unclear what was the rationale to use only shall not instead of shall not. Perhaps that was better for the morale. Biblical grammarians were probably more formal.
Right. So they use shalt, not shall. So yep. I have one other change, though. Line 6, delete probably.
Okay.
The biblical grammarians were more formal.
Got.
All right. Now, 285, lowly. We have a number of references there, right?
But yep, a number of references.
Yeah, but at the bottom, I put it in that way, but that's wrong. So just go ahead and delete the lower S-E-E, and move and get rid of the number sign and put 546 chord in its numerical order after bring. So put your cursor up after the G and bring, two spaces, and then you can either type in or copy and paste number, no number, 546 chord.
Done. So it's added right after 164. Just give me 1 second. Yep, so I've added it right after the word bring, and then
right.
We have 546 chord. Done.
Right, and you left two spaces after bring, right?
Yep.
Now, you have to add to the 546 parenthesis 3 close parenthesis.
I'm sorry, can you come again on this?
Yeah, 546. After that, you want to add parenthesis 3, close parenthesis.
And the word is going to remain the same, right? Chord.
Yeah. Yeah, just adding the limerick number. And then the last one is kneel, right?
Yep.
So something's wrong here. Okay, yeah. After kneel, put your cursor at the end of the L. You're going to add one more. 792.
That's going to be 792?
Yep, parenthesis 4, close parenthesis, space, quest, Q-U-E-S-T. So we got them all now. You want to read it back to me quickly without the spaces?
Sure. Sure. I'm just going to read that, and it's going to be C128, and the word is going to be flinch. Then we have
fling,
164.
Fling, F-L-I-N-G.
Yep. That's with, yep. That's fling. And 164 parenthesis 2, the word is going to be bring. Then 546 parenthesis 3, chord. 625 parenthesis 3, pinky. 710 parenthesis 1, kneel. And 792 parenthesis 4, quest.
Perfect. Okay, ready to move on?
Yep, moving forward.
285, line, the limerick, line 4.
Mm-hmm.
Guinevere, get rid of the red line, that's correct.
Done.
All right, 286. Snout. Number 1. I needed to work on these a lot. Line 1. Delete A. So it starts with dashing.
Done.
Are you familiar with Cyrano de Bergerac?
Nope.
It's a French play. We read it in high school.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, they made a movie called Roxanne, which was taken upon that. But it was a guy that was a great swordsman, was in love with this young, beautiful woman who was his cousin, called Roxanne, and he had a huge nose, and he was a poet. It's interesting stuff. So, we deleted A at the first line. Line two, delete Anne. I had a hard time shortening this.
Done.
Line three, delete he was.
Done.
Line five, change he was to he's. H-E apostrophe S. So I got a few less syllables there. Number two, line one, change was to is.
There is a young wooden boy.
Yeah. Line five, change one day to soon.
Done.
And transformation, too many syllables. I changed that to conversion.
Okay, let's correct it.
These are all about shortening the too many syllables.
That is one tough task as well.
Yep. Ready for number three?
Yep.
You see the red line under that?
Yep, that is corrected.
Okay, it's misspelled. It's S-C-H. Put an H between the C and the N. When you do that, does the red line go away?
Nope, the line doesn't go away.
Get rid of it then.
Yep, it's done.
That's what they call Jimmy Durante. He was a comedian back before your time. Line four. Delete very.
Okay, just give me line four. He was a talented and popular man, right?
Yeah. And then line six, Mrs. Calabash? Maybe it was Miss Calabash. I got to check that. Let me check that. Miss Calabash? Or was it Mrs. Calabash? Let's see. No? What did Jimmy Durante call his wife? It's Mrs. Calabash.
Mrs. Calabash.
MRS. Period. Maybe they want a period there. Well, if you keep the misses, you can put a period there. Does that make the red line go away?
Just give me one quick second.
Yeah.
Nope, that doesn't. I'll have to ignore that and add it to the...
Yeah. And I guess we're not using periods and things like that, so we don't need
nope.
it. Just get
yep,
rid of the red line.
Ignore that. Yep, that is done.
Okay. So there are a bunch of changes here to make things shorter. Okay. 287, trope. Line two. Let me see something here. I'm going to charge my phone. Hang on a second. Oh, no, it's the wrong thing. All right. I'm good. I got enough battery to keep going. All right. So 287 trope, line two, we're going to delete that.
Done.
On line three, the word necessarily That now changes to really. Necessarily. That's got five syllables in it. Can't use it.
Yep. That is done. Ready to move
forward.
Okay,
line four. If you are, delete that and change it to when. Okay, when you're ready.
Yep, I'm ready. Ready to move forward.
Line five. Delete. Try hard to.
So that's just going to be.
Yeah. I'm going to read it back to you now. Make
sure
you got it right. I have something here. Line four. Delete the same applies. But delete the same applies in line four.
So ignore the fifth line. Just revert back
no.
the changes on the fifth one.
No. I gave you line five changes to try hard to be deleted. Right? Got it?
Okay. Yep. And the fourth line?
We're going to delete as well. The same applies. So I trimmed this a lot.
Okay.
Right? Do you want to? I'm going to read it back to you to make sure you got it right.
Yep. Just a quick second. Let me just have this.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm ready. You can go ahead.
Okay. A trope is just a figure of speech. A type of cliche I would never teach. Using tropes isn't really wrong. Especially when writing a song. But avoid them, I humbly beseech.
Okay, so on the fourth line, you've added the word specially when writing a song?
Yeah, you know, yes, I did. Delete the same applies and then add especially instead. That's right, I forgot to mention that. It's there. Yep. I think it's much cleaner now and concise.
Yep, to the point.
Line one, 288, fewer. Line one, change I have to I've, I apostrophe V-E. Okay, line three, delete, then. Wait, no, that's not right. Hold on. Why is there no sign for fewer than? No, don't do anything there. Line
okay.
four. Delete, is that because on? Delete that, and we're going to change it.
Uh-huh.
It's deleted now?
Yep, it's deleted.
Now, it becomes upon.
Can you read that out, the full line?
Yes. Upon it, there was placed a ban.
Upon it was done.
And then line four. No, it doesn't. It can't, oh, that's another thing. Okay. So let me read this to you, see if you got the same thing.
Sure.
Ready?
Yep.
Fewer. I've always wondered if it was by design that we have a concise, less than sign. Why is there no sign for fewer than? Upon it, was there placed a ban? Or did the fewer than sign just not align?
Yep, all corrected.
You have got, so you know the less than sign.
Yep.
Should we put a less than sign here?
Just thinking where would it suit the best.
Oh, let me check footnotes, see if it's there. 288, let me just, oh, shoot. Yeah, 288, give me a sec. 288,
sure.
That's what we got. I have it in the footnotes. It'd be cute to put it there. A less than sign is represented as, and I have that, you know, open triangle with the point facing left. Greater than is the other sign is there. There are no fewer than sign. There is no fewer than sign. So I guess that'll have to be it. Mm-hmm. It would be cute to put a sign there, but I think it'd be a little weird. I'm not sure.
I just can't find the best place to have the sign adjusted. So I think footnote would work better.
Yeah, I think we're going to stay with footnotes. Okay. But it's all described there. All right. Next is 292, foray.
Sure. Marshall, can I just place you on a quick hold for like 2 to 3
sure.
minutes? I have a meeting. I just need to postpone that.
Yeah, no problem.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Hey, baby. I'm on a brief hold. Baby? I'm on a brief hold. Anything you need to tell me?
Yes, Marshall, you there?
Yeah.
Perfect. So we're just scheduling for tomorrow, and I'm all free now.
All right. Terrific. So what was the last thing we did? I think it was fewer. We finished that.
We're down with 288.
All right. 293. There. Number two, line four, change the able to really. Yet he wouldn't really care. All right. Yeah, cue me when you're ready.
Yep, I'm ready.
294 stair. You see, we need a space.
Yep. And the number as well.
And number one. And we need to remove that star after 22 and put it, get rid of it, just.
Done.
All right. There's also a period after two. I don't know. They're gonna worry about the uniformity of the title and number and all that, right? Date.
Yep. That is going to be corrected.
Yeah. Okay. So now on stair, number one, line five, add what was after the word repair.
To repair what was a broken stair?
Yeah. Needed more words.
Done.
And number two, line three, there's only one N in banister, so they're right. Get rid of the N and let me know if the red goes away.
Yep, it goes away.
296. Wow. Number one, line four, delete they. Wait a minute. Number one, line four, they'll go down in history. Oh, I got line three. No, I don't. Ignore that.
Okay.
I don't know what I want to dare. Number one, line four, delete they. I can't. So let me just cross that out. I don't know what the hell
I think you're talking about the third line because they is repeated. Like they all are dumb as they can
be. Oh, yeah. It's line three.
See, I'm getting
there. So we're
going
to delete one of the theys. They are all dumb as, get rid of the second day. Yeah, I couldn't figure that out.
They are all dumb as can be.
Yep.
Done.
You know, I'm talking about one of your congresswomen in the Bronx.
Okay.
All right. Then,
to move forward?
Yes. Number two on 296, change its with a apostrophe, comma, and the apostrophe, get rid of the apostrophe.
Done.
I think. Acting for Israel and its God. We don't need the apostrophe, huh? All right. Ready for next?
Yep, ready.
297, royal, number one, although they're not numbered because they're continuous.
Yep, got it.
Line three, change abandoning to they abandoned.
Together they abandoned, right?
Yeah. And line four, that's not royal, yep. Going back to two, I have Number two in the Royal, line four, delete he. Yes, delete he.
Okay, and that would be in?
Yeah, but one by fortune did inherit.
Did inherit. Okay.
So these two are about the sons of Diana, the royal princes.
Got it.
You want to read it? Prince Harry was a British royal until Meghan Markle his title did spoil. Together abandoning the royal family due to Meghan's vanity, thereby proving themselves disloyal. True, right?
Yep, yep.
The current British Prince Royal, William, for his title, did not toil. A title he never earned through merit, but won by fortune he did inherit, and one he was never despoiled. Anyway,
perfect.
I think it's pretty good for the crown. I got to turn my page here. All right. And I started writing on the back here. So, all right, here we go. Next, 299 mints.
Yep.
Okay, 299. What the hell is that? We got a problem here. Look at the number 299. What's your next number of limerick?
Sure, just give me a second. Yep, seems something bad over here.
Yeah, we're missing 300, 01, and 02.
Yep,
now,
two of them are missed out. I'll check on that.
Right, now I have them in corrected version.
Mm-hmm.
If I paste, copy and paste onto this, will you get it?
Nope, I won't get it because I'm making the changes on my end. Just give me one quick second.
So should I just,
you're
going to
add that later on. That's...
Should I just
let
read it
me
to you?
Let me just add a note for my team. I might have it on the other version, and I'll have my team add it. I'll just add
but
a
I
note
made,
over
but
here.
But I made corrections, though. But I made
okay.
corrections.
Okay.
So you want me to just read it to you?
Sure.
I think that'll be the most efficacious. So the word 300 is shame, S-H-A-M-E. It's the 15th of April, 2022.
Okay, just give me a quick second as well. Let me just check if I'm able to access
yeah,
your
ahead.
Online
go
sheet.
Ahead.
And I'll copy-paste from there as well. Just give me one quick second.
All right. I don't know where they went, but they went. It's like the time machine, guy in the time machine, right?
Yep, just quickly scroll down. There, I have them. The word is going to be cheek, right?
No, shame is 300.
301
is
300. 301 is cheap. Yep, just let me
no,
just copy
yeah.
paste
301 is cheap, 302 is ample.
Yep, let me just copy paste that. I have the same.
Oh,
I have
oh,
the access to your sheet.
Yeah, now these are, yeah, if you copy this, this is updated. Corrected.
Yep, so I've added 300, 301, and so forth.
And you added it from what I'm seeing outlined in pink.
Yep.
And you got it. And you got it a corrected version.
Yep, I got the updated version that you have on your end.
All right. And let's see. It reads ample. Let's take ample as a check. Number two, ample, line one, the word body is not there, right?
Nope. So it's
okay.
George received an injury, hippocampal, at a soccer match where he was trampled. This resulted in amnesia, but chronic paresthesia. But what was left of his cerebrum was ample.
Okay. All right. The funnier one is number two.
You did it out. Let's go ahead.
His wife's figure was round and ample.
That's going to be rotund. Sorry to cut you off.
Rotund.
That's going to be round.
You're right.
Rotund.
Yeah,
right.
His wife's figure was rotund and ample. Who wears, she wished for me to sample. But I like my women trim and slim. What a fix that put me in. I'm so proud I set a moral example. All right. So we can go on now to 302.
Yep.
Was that in that group?
Yep,
yeah, that's it.
To proceed forward.
Okay, 306 is next. 306. There we are. Oxide. That was another weird name. Can't make much funny out of that. Line 5. You need to delete peroxide and hydroxide. So the last line now reads, the core too hot to make any dioxide. You have to add any before dioxide.
Done. Yep,
it just
it's done.
Long. Line 5. You want to delete number 2? Oh, that's okay. Sorry. Yeah, okay. Delete and then add any before the oxide. 307. Line 3. We need to capitalize Venus, but not fly.
Yep, that is correct. And I think the references need a bit of amendment as well. I'm correcting that too.
Oh, can you see mine?
Nope. I am working on my file. So I'm just working on the Word file that I have on my end.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm just making the corrections on my end.
Yeah, you want to move the two. You want to put these, the one that says C.
749.
Yeah, I have it on mine too. Because it relates, but leave it like that. The reason why is I think because it relates to two different ways of relating to the limericks. So I think I'd leave it separate.
So you want me to leave it as it is, like C going on the next line?
But maybe move over that C1 space. Yeah, because it's two different references. I don't know. What do you think? For example, plan. Okay, let's read. You'll understand. Read the word. Read the limerick, then we'll discuss it.
There once was a fellow named Grant, who in his garden foolishly did plant a Venus fly trap. Now he's unable to snap his fingers until he gets a transplant.
The top line references is the transplants. The bottom one is to something else. I don't remember what. Well, what the hell? Just go ahead and put it up on the top line for consistency.
Yep.
Oh, and I'll do the same.
So let me just remove the word C.
Yeah, I'll do the same.
Got it.
I got to copy and paste that over. Oh, shit. I didn't see something right. Oh, come on. Oh, I know what I did wrong. I know that's screwed up. It dropped to the next line. So I got to get rid of that and move this over more. There. And then, okay, I corrected. So I put Cowler reference at the end, too. All right?
Okay.
Okay, let's go on. This is 307. We did, okay, 308, number 3. Olive oil, that O-I-L is spelled correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So just get rid of the red line. You know who olive oil was? You know who she was?
Sorry,
is?
Your voice got cut off.
You know who olive oil is?
What are we referencing to over here?
It says olive oil, O-Y-L.
Uh-huh.
Number 3.
Just 1 second. Nope.
You see olive oil in number 3, 308?
Yep, I see that.
And it's spelled O-Y-L, right?
It's O-L-I-V-E on my end.
Yeah,
just
but the next word.
Yep.
That, did you get rid of the red?
Yep, I am correcting that.
Okay, so it's olive oil.
That's corrected.
Popeye's girlfriend. You ever see Popeye's comic strip?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
One of the favorites.
Okay. 309, inert. Number 1, line 2. We're going to get rid of hadn't the slightest.
Just give me a minute. Let me just save that. Just need a minute.
Yeah.